Street, Paul. County of St. Paul Council will pay up to $30,000 to complete a RET screen for the A.G. Ross Arena, located in Elk Point. RET Screen is a software developed by the Government of Canada. The software was first released in 1998 and is used to help analyze, plan, implement, and monitor energy projects. During the December 19 County Council meeting, the Council reviewed A.G. Ross Arena Fundraising Committee's letter of request, seeking the county's assistance to complete a RET screen modeling for the A.G. Ross Arena located in the town of Elk Point. The committee's letter indicated to the county that the arena is close to becoming inoperable without major renovations, both for energy efficiency savings as well as for functionality. Approximately $2 million is required to upgrade the hockey arena based on the information from the letter. We have exhausted local resources in the form of countless volunteers and local business support, fundraising committees, and trying to engage the town of Elk Point to support the cause, stated the letter. Thus, the committee is looking for the county's assistance to keep this arena operational for the residents in the county of St. Paul. The volunteer group aims to apply for grants such as the Green and Inclusive Grant and the Recreation Energy Conservation Program. But according to the group, RET screen modeling needs to be done before they can apply for grant applications. The committee stated in the letter that the RET screen model will identify equipment being replaced and thresholds in energy savings that the group will realize. County of St. Paul Sow Sheila Kitts said county staff estimate the cost for the RET screen to be about $30,000. In an unrelated workshop about energy transition hosted by the County of St. Paul on November 2, analysts from the Pembina Institute stated that funding for an energy project is not guaranteed despite the high costs associated with RET screen modeling. According to Daniel Reed, Director of Public Works, information granted from a RET screen modeling does not expire and can be used by the arena if it does seek funding outside municipalities. That RET screen is one of the deliverables the government wants to see, said Reed. Deputy Reeve Maxine Fodness suggested tabling the item until more information is available. Reeve Glenn Ackerman responded that completing the RET screen is time-sensitive as it is required for the committee to apply for grants. According to the volunteer group, the RET screen must be completed by January 23, 2023. Then, it must file an application for the Green and Inclusive Community Grant by February 6, followed by another grant application by February 27 for the Recreation Energy Conservation Program. Despite the high cost, Ackerman stated that not supporting the RET screen could risk the committee losing out on a potential $1 million grant. After further discussion of the costs associated with the RET screen, Count. Kevin Wurst a motion to approve paying for the A.G. Ross Arena's RET screen modeling for up to $30,000. In addition, the County of St. Paul's energy manager, Ron DeChain, will also assist in leading the project. The motion was approved. Wursta said there has been a big shift in the support by the community who would like to see the A.G. Ross Arena succeed. In a statement to Lakeland this week about the funding, Wursta said any future grants for the facility would be a positive direction in the facility moving forward.